Hey.
Baseball is different from any other sport, and I mean really different. Just for starters, in an odd way, baseball is the only sport you cannot watch in a mirror sensibly. All the other sports are symmetrical. Basketball, football, hockey, you can watch them in the mirror. The numbers are backwards, but the games make sense. Baseball, not symmetrical. Guy hits the ball, he runs to third base. It's counterintuitive, spoils the game. And a home run trot is really interesting. Guy hits the ball, trots slowly around the bases in the wrong direction, and nobody gives a shit. Everybody cheers. But let's get more basic. Baseball is different from other sports in a number of other ways. First of all, in most sports, you score points or goals. Baseball, you score runs. In most sports, the ball or object is put in play by the offensive team. In baseball, the defense puts the ball in play, and only the defense is allowed to touch the ball. In fact, in baseball, if an offensive player touches the ball intentionally, he's out. Sometimes unintentionally, he's out. In most sports played with a ball, you score with the ball. And without the ball, you cannot score. In baseball, you score without the ball. And only the ball can prevent you from scoring. In most sports, the team is run by a coach. In baseball, the team is run by a manager. And only in baseball does the manager or coach wear the same clothing the players do. If you'd ever seen John Madden in his Oakland Raiders football uniform, you would know the reason for this custom. Now, I've mentioned football as well. Baseball and football are the two most popular spectator team sports in this country. And as such, wouldn't you think that maybe they might tell us a little about ourselves, about our qualities, our values, and perhaps how we have changed over the last 150 years? For those reasons, I enjoy comparing baseball and football. Baseball is a 19th century pastoral game. Football is a 20th century technological struggle. Baseball is played on a diamond, in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it? How many downs do we have left?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops!
In football, the specialist comes in to kick something.
In baseball, the specialist comes in to relieve somebody.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, piling on, personal fouls, late hitting, and unnecessary roughness.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, fog, can't see the game, don't know if there is a game going on, mud on the field, can't read the uniforms, can't read the yard markers, the struggle will continue.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't go out to play. I can't go out. It's raining out. Baseball has the seventh inning stretch.
Football has the 2-minute warning.
Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end. We might have extra innings.
Football is rigidly timed and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death.
In baseball, during the game, in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling. Emotions may run high or low, but there's not that much unpleasantness.
In football, during the game, in the stands, you can be sure that at least 27 times you are perfectly capable of taking the life of a fellow human being. Preferably a stranger. And finally, the objectives of the two games are completely different. In football, the object is, for the quarterback, otherwise known as the Field General, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack that punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line.
In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home.